George Wallace was undoubtedly the most powerful and legendary governor of my lifetime. Wallace was also a legislative genius and master who used his skills to maneuver most of his programs through the legislature. He knew the art of wooing and stacking legislators, and he had them eating out of his hand. He also knew how to play hardball with them when they were less enthusiastic about his legislation. It was about 1983, and Wallace was in his last term as governor. Wallace began to get up in age, and as was the case with a lot of men his age who had fought in World War II, his hearing had been diminished due to excessive exposure to fighter planes. Wallace had been particularly hard hit because he helped load the planes for his entire service career. And you wondered on your visits down to his office if he ever heard a word you said. It really didn't matter much anyway because he usually did most of the talking. He and his team decided the state needed more revenue. So he hit us legislators with an avalanche of tax bills, which he conveniently called revenue enhancement measures. There was a new tax bill on the calendar every day. He and his lieutenants were monitoring your vote and loyalty with the Wallace administration. My best freshman buddy and seatmate was a car dealer from Talladega named Jim Pruitt. I was liked mainly because I was Wallace's representative, was young, and he got a kick out of remembering me when I was a page about 20 years earlier. Jim had been helping Wallace with his campaigns for years, so Jim and I were on the Wallace team. As loyal team members, Jim and I would vote for most of the taxes, but some of them we just couldn't go along with. If you weren't voting with the governor, Elvin Stanton and Billy Joe Camp would summon you down to the governor's office for a prayer meeting with the governor. Jim and I wound up there one day for not voting for a tax on gasoline, which was earmarked for road building. Wallace looked over to us and seemed puzzled by our presence, as we were his men, and he assumed we were always with him. So he simply dismissed us as being down there by mistake. He ignored us, so Jim and I settled into a corner out of his sight and sat back and watched his approach to our disobedient colleagues. Old Wallace zeroed in on a well-liked House member from Selma named Noopy Cosby. Well, folks, Noopy had acquired his nickname early in life, and I'm not sure that anyone in Selma or anywhere else knew his God-given name or called him anything but Noopy. Well, Wallace, besides being deaf, had also gotten prematurely senile because of the tremendous amount of painkillers he had to take every day to even survive because of the devastating gunshot wounds to his body 10 years earlier. And folks, he called Noopy Nudie. Jim and I began laughing so hard we started crying. Wallace sat there in his wheelchair and said, "Nudie, now Nudie, you know, you need a road program. Nudie, when I was a young legislator from Barber County, I had a road program. Now, Nudie, you need your road program for Dallas County. And, Nudie, we need these taxes for our road programs. So, Nudie, here's the way it works here, Nudie. Now, you understand, Nudie, if you vote for my taxes, Nudie, your road program will be my road program. But, Nudie, if you don't vote for my taxes, then I'm afraid you won't have a road program. And your road program will probably go to Barber County. You understand this program, Nudie?" Thank y'all for listening.